Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us, as he does every Friday afternoon, is the analyst, the radio analyst for our Kansas City Chiefs, former wide receiver Danan Hughes. Danan, how are you this week, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you all?
Merry Christmas, man. We're doing great. We're in the Christmas spirit over here. Tough one last week for the Chiefs, losing Patrick Mahomes for the season, torn ACL, heartbreaking loss. They're missing the playoffs. What's the attitude right now in the locker room with these guys?
So for Christmas, I want to get a G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip and a Rubik's Cube. Let's talk about more positive stuff. No, I'm gonna do that. Yes, it's a dismal time around the Chiefs Kingdom, as you all know, and Patrick Mahomes underwent surgery. I think it was a little bit miraculous when you consider the time span between the injury and the surgery. It literally was just over 24 hours.
Wow.
I want to say. That just kind of shows you maybe a little bit into the mentality of Patrick Mahomes, and the inevitable is the inevitable. Let's get it done and let's get moving forward. I have to commend him as a leader in that respect, because, you know, he's looking at an extensive rehab that I think people are questioning whether he'll be ready for the start of 2026. And I think that for him, he went and got a second opinion. He had the MRI, got a second opinion, and had surgery that evening.
Yeah, that's,
I think that kind of goes into his mindset of, look, I'm going to do everything possible to be able to be on the field with my brothers and be on the field for the Chiefs Kingdom in 2026 as quickly as possible. So you have to commend him for that.
You absolutely do. And he is just a tremendous leader on that football team. And he's going to be missed. And you guys, I mean, the injury bug on that team, the offensive line, I think by the time that game was over, you were bringing department store Santas in to play the tackle position. I mean, you were four offensive linemen down?
Yes. So we had actually, if you consider not only the injuries in game and prior to that, we have our top four offensive tackles are out. Our guard, Trey Smith, was out. So, yeah, it's been a little bit of a revolving door at those key positions, and that's what keeps everybody going. I mean, as a former wide receiver, I'd love to say that the game hinges on us on the outside and what big plays we make, but nothing happens if you can't get blocking in the trenches, in the run game or pass game. We have a guy who will likely start this week at tackle. His name is Chu Godrick. He was part of the international plan that the NFL implemented, where teams had brought in international players. And so he's making his first activity at the tackle position. And oh, by the way, the opposite tackle, Essa Pole, was a guy that did not even play high school football, played basketball, and just bounced around to JUCO, and then Washington State saw a glimpse of tape and saw that he was 6'7" and had good feet and gave him an opportunity, and we took him as a free agent, cut him during the preseason, and then brought him back, and now he's out starting tackle. So a lot's going on in the trenches, but I think there's some bright spots that you can look at. By no means am I saying there's moral victories, but I think as far as one, if you were to say earlier in the season that we would not make the playoffs, I would have likely said, well, let's make sure that if that's going to come true, let's make sure it comes to fruition as soon as possible. Well, early December is pretty darn soon. So now we have the luxury of 3 more games, this past game that we lost, to evaluate some of this young talent and see who are going to be supporting cast members for a resurrection in 2026. So I think the offensive line is definitely one of those pieces. We got some defensive backs, defensive linemen, that this is kind of their tryout position, as well as Gardner Minshew, who will be the backup quarterback, or has been this year, who will be the starting quarterback for the remaining of the season. So a lot going on.
One of the other bright spots could be that you're probably playing one of the worst teams in football this week. So as those guys get to cut their teeth, they're playing the Tennessee Titans. Even in the midst of all the turmoil with the Chiefs, I still think we're going to pull this game off against Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely a better football team, no matter how many injuries we sustain. They have 2 wins on the season. They are in true rebuild mode. But we've had some trials and tribulations down in Nashville. We haven't really fared well down there in Tennessee against that organization in recent times. So I think things are up in the air. Anytime you go into this game with basically what many people would believe is like your 4th preseason game roster, depth chart, whatever you want to consider it, things can be up in the air and anything can happen. Then there's a school of thought, which I am not a student of, but there's a school of thought of, well, since you're out of the playoffs, you might as well just go for the best draft positioning and lose the remaining games. That may be all well and good and well with fans and people that bet on games and so on and so forth. But from the people inside the building, being a former player on the field, there's no way in the world you could have ever convinced me that losing a game would be better for us. And I don't think you can convince any players to go out there and have that mindset. So you're gonna see some fight from the Chiefs. You're going to see some youth on the field and hopefully a glimpse into the future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's the buzz there locally with arguably the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL and Travis Kelce, certainly on the short list of greatest? Are we seeing the last few games of his career, or do we not know yet?
We don't know yet, but I think if you're reading tea leaves or looking at the writing on the wall, you can, you know, maybe venture to believe that it might be. I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I thought that the way he looked in pregame warmups, and again, this is just my speculation, I watched him look around the stadium, and it's almost like he was taking it in, like this is the third to last time. This was before the Houston Texans game. I felt like, you know, I watch him in his routine. I watch Patrick. I watch a lot of the players and how they warm up, their routines, you know, the vibe that they're going through in pregame warm-ups, et cetera. And I noticed that he just kind of took a moment before that game on Sunday Night Football to kind of absorb the atmosphere, look around the stadium. And it almost gave me the thought that he was recognizing that it's coming to an end. Now, I don't know if that's 100% true, but it gave me that vibe. Now, fast forward, he's 203 yards away from breaking 1,000 yards rushing. He's having a better season than he did last year. But his compadre, his partner in crime, Patrick Mahomes, is not on the field. He may not be on the field at the beginning of 2026. So if he was thinking that this is the final countdown, I'm going to ride off into the sunset, I wouldn't blame him at all. I will say, if you or the listeners have listened to the New Heights podcast, there are some things that he's saying without saying it that makes me believe that it might be the last run for Travis Kelce. What an amazing run. He'll be wearing a gold jacket soon, go down as the best tight end in NFL history. And whatever way he wants to go out, let him go out the way he wants to. So we'll see how that unfolds.
You know, if you look at this team this year and the Chiefs last year, really the only difference is a couple of bad bounces, but it was these close games, and they won them all last year, and they lost almost every close game this season. And I think last season allowed the Chiefs' offense in particular was so good that it masked maybe some problems that the club had on the defensive side of the ball, pass rush being chief among them. And some of those soft underbellies have been much more obvious this year, but I think they existed last year too. The Chiefs have an opportunity and a real need to address some of those things, particularly on the defensive side of the football.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because I've been saying that for several weeks. And yes, to me, it's 100% true. But think of it from this perspective. If you were a team in any sport, you won two previous Super Bowls, you're heading towards another one, you're basically 15-1 with your starters on the field, you've basically run shot the entire AFC West for a ninth straight year, the entire AFC, the only loss on your schedule was at Buffalo, which normally happens during the regular season, and you're cruising to a third straight Super Bowl. Even though you've played those tight games and you've won 17 consecutive one-score games and 12 one-score games last year, including the playoffs, you're still on the cusp of history. How much change are you actually going to implement? Even though you may see some kinks in the armor, even though you may see some of those things that you know, you're living on the edge of the sword, how much change are you going to implement, because you're still winning and you're about to go to a third straight Super Bowl and possibly win it? Within 9 months, we're talking about just over 9 months of that, there are people calling for Andy Reid's job. There are people calling for Matt Nagy's job. They're telling us we need to be in overhaul mode. Just under 9 months, and that's a drastic turn here. But I will say there were definitely some things from last year and even the year before that reared its head this year that I think you can't deny. Last year it might have been easy to deny because you were running towards another Super Bowl, but now you cannot. As you mentioned, the defensive line, pass rush with four defenders as opposed to blitzing all the time, receivers making contested catches, being physical outside the numbers, our run game. I don't know if it's our running backs. I don't know if it's our scheme. I don't know if it's our blocking, the commitment or lack thereof to a run game. All of those questions are on the table now, and that's where Brett Veach, Andy Reid, Clark Hunt, and this organization will be tackling basically starting in January.
Dane and Hughes, best of luck this weekend. Thanks for taking your time to visit with us on KMOX, and let's get through the rest of the season without any more injuries.
Let's do it, and you all and all the listeners have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. That's Dane and Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst. He joins us every Friday right here on the Chris and Amy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.